Hello and welcome to this special Gold Award podcast. My name is Rue and I'm going to borrow a few minutes of your time to talk about how I've developed my radio presenting skills, despite studying a media and English literature degree.
It's 7 p.m. on Wired Radio Goldsmiths. You know what that means? It's the hump, and tonight, it's ladies' night.
Way back during secondary school, I landed work experience at Maidstone's local radio station, CTR. That's now KMFM. I did some filing, made some tea, and I even recorded an advert for the Cobtree Country Fair.
Come to the Cobtree Country Fair and celebrate traditional country activities. A brand new event for 2006.
Thrilling stuff. Thereafter, I didn't think much more about radio, as I was too busy being silly on YouTube on a channel called Hello Cake TV. That was from 2007 to 2012. Then a funny thing happened. I started making HCTV podcasts with my dear friend Will.
Hello and welcome to another podcast from HelloCakeTV.com, hosted by your favourite internet crushes, Rue and Will.
Video editing is heavy and it requires the synchronisation of image and sound, whereas in my view, audio is somewhat simpler. These podcasts later became A Slice of Cake, which are still available on iTunes, by the way.
Hello!
Hello!
How are you?
Welcome to another slice of cake!
Oh, another one!
So altogether, I had a fair bit of audio experience before starting university at Goldsmiths. Now, I didn't know anything about Wired Radio when I was applying, but I went to their introductory meeting during Freshers Week and then started my first show, Brainstorm.
This is new. This is all very exciting, very new for me. Welcome to Brainstorm. I'm Rue.
This was different in that I wasn't chatting with a friend in my bedroom, and I certainly wasn't able to edit the stuff before it went out. I was a bag of nerves. But a year later, I won a National Student Radio Award for creativity from out of 600 entrants. This was judged by industry experts within the BBC and Global.
Hello and welcome to Brainstorm. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rue. Today we're talking about growing up, and I've got a special guest from school with me. I'll talk to him and you in a bit. In the meanwhile, Superman.
I was stunned. Afterwards, I kicked off a midweek evening show called Hump Night. See what I did there?
You've survived to Wednesday. You've battled through paperwork. You've written essays. You've read books. But now it's time for your midweek celebration at 7 p.m. on Wired Radio. This is Hump Night. My name is Rue. What's yours?
I also started a bi-weekly movie review show on East London Radio. At the start of third year, this ELR show, Are You Sitting Comfortably, was a weekly broadcast and it had become my main focus.
We'll be talking about The Good Dinosaur a little later on the show. This show, which is called Are You Sitting Comfortably, a movie review show on East London Radio. We love it here, don't we?
We do.
Oh,
it's
good.
Nice. It's lovely.
But how was I to gain more experience while pumping out so many essays for my final year at university? The answer? Well, I don't have one. I just did all I could whenever the opportunity arose. I had some goals, though, and they were to better understand my goals, via lists and so forth, as well as sticking to my guns with regards to weird and wonderful creative ideas for the radio. I feel I achieved these goals. My co-host and I agreed to introduce a third party who would provide a rundown of trivia, facts, and funnies that we could scatter throughout the show. This meant we now had three people compiling information on programs such as Excel, allowing us to plan our short-term and long-term goals, as well as divvy up jobs, which was mighty useful.
Hi, Producer Joe.
Hi there. I've been sat here taking meticulous notes about all the stuff that you've got wrong this week.
Such a professional.
That's me.
Thanks for that.
Okay,
this is like Dictionary Corner.
Yeah.
I feel a lot like I'm in Dictionary Corner.
A great team effort then? Or was it a case of too many cooks? A fab idea from me might sound daft to another. Are You Sitting Comfortably, however, was my baby. And so I sometimes insisted we go ahead and use an idea that was somewhat bizarre.
We're asking the question today, who said this?
My arse!
Who said?
My arse!
Basically, you just have to tweet us at ELR Comfortably, ASAP, the first person to get this right.
My arse!
It sounds it's almost lyrical the way he says it, isn't it?
Of course, occasionally, this went all arse about face, but at other times, it was a happy success. all in the name of creativity. But I wanted to learn more about the industry I wanted to pursue a career in. I forced myself upon industry professionals, that sounds wrong, had coffee, drank wine, and I volunteered myself for podcasting duties at the Student Radio Conference in Cardiff. This meant I interviewed the likes of Rod Gilbert, Ian Collins, and all of the Demo Factor judges. What is your favourite thing about talk radio?
I thought you were going to say, well, my favourite thing in life, of anything, you know, sunshine and things. Favourite thing about the genre of talk radio?
Yeah.
I guess probably the... what is still relative freedom.
This meant I could chuck emails in every direction when the conference was over, arranging coffee here, wine there, cake even, and grasp for hands-on opportunities within real commercial stations. I landed a gig at Talk Radio talking gadgetry, and I've arranged to sit in on some shows at the Beeb and LBC. Lovely. I also edited podcasts at the MCM Comic Con in London, and hopefully this very podcast exhibits my learned skills in this regard. I was a busy boy, it must be said. I found it quite difficult to maintain my reading and my essays and my output generally at university, but it was worth the stress. And I must maintain my stamina in this regard. I must persevere, bash more emails out, and get my foot in as many doors as I can find. Let's end on a high, because, quite frankly, now I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, knocker.
Oh, yes, I'm rather popular with Peter after today. Right, we're going for a beer now. Enjoy the rest of your evening, sorry, and enjoy the weekend when you get there. I'll see you. You'll hear me, rather, next week, Wednesday, 7 p.m, Wired Radio. The difference in my confidence as a result of volunteering at events like the conference compared to my nervy presenting 3 years ago is massive. Sitting in a well-known studio such as Talk Radio, I was surprised at how calm I was. Are you a tweeter?
I have been known to tweet, certainly, yes.
Have you ever wished your tweet were longer?
Well, I haven't, but many probably have when they've been disappointed by the size of my tweet.
Ah, well, now you don't have that to worry about. It goes to show that practice makes perfect, and I've still a long way to go. But I've learned to say yes and ask questions later, rather than panic at the possibility of cocking things up. There's no mistake that doesn't come with a side serving of experience.
Are you sitting comfortably?
You can listen to Are You Sitting Comfortably weekly live on East London Radio at 12 p.m. on Saturdays, or you can catch up with every episode we've done so far at elrcomfortably.co.uk.